Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to get a job at a startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
But before that, we're going to give the disclaimer that Heaton is under extreme distress of allergies, under attack. So his brain might be operating at normal human levels, not superhuman levels, just episode. So why did we want to talk about this? I know that we've had this request, I think, from a bunch of people, but it's been on our list of things to talk about as well. But I'm curious how you think about this to kind of – and why we want to talk about it before we even start talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're always talking about the company founder perspective, right? And we're not talking about like a team member in the company perspective. And I think this can be valuable for anybody. More importantly, I'm pretty sure we don't just have, you know, founders and executives and CEOs and people like that on the podcast. Listening to it, I'm sure we have a lot of team members inside of companies. In fact, I'm damn sure of that. And so I was just thinking that like, you know, this is a topic that you and I probably not even deal with, like talking about it a lot, I would assume, but more like on a personal level, like in our companies. And we probably had great experiences. Once you hire like dozens of people, if not like hundreds, you kind of start getting a feel for like how people come into a company, the ways it happens, what are great ways you as a founder might think of. So I think it's just something good for you and I to talk about and sort of add to this kind of repository of these ideas that we've had and, you know, things we're thinking about.
Cool. So maybe we want to divide this up. Maybe we're going to split it in how to get a job at a startup if you've never had a job at a startup. And then maybe for the more seasoned startup team members, hey, what do you do when you want to get kind of a really amazing job, or if you want to step up in your career and go from the startup that you were at a much bigger one or better one? Kind of let's explore both of them. We'll see if we get to both of them, but let's start with the new ones probably, right?
Yeah, you've never worked at a startup.
Yep.
Maybe you've worked in what most people would call like a corporation, like a corporate job. Let's just call it a corporate job, enterprise company, larger company, bureaucratic company, even if it's a small business. All those are about the same. Not a startup, right?
Yep.
Not that a startup isn't bureaucratic, but it shouldn't be in the beginning, hopefully. And so this is awesome, by the way, that you started there, because I've been helping somebody who is doing a bunch of consulting now after she left her job, and she's dealing with this exact problem because she's trying to do consulting for startups and services, which is viable but different. And then someone else I just talked to today, I was interviewing for a friend of mine, and he currently works at a corporate job. He's thinking about joining as a product manager at a friend of mine's company. And I was interviewing him today, actually, and talking to him, really just meeting him, not even interviewing him, and had some things to say about it. So the first thing I'll just say, and then I'm sure this will kick off some really interesting ideas in your head, Stelly, is basically one thing I told him was like, look, you're in a environment right now. It's a corporate environment. There's a bunch of structure and things around it. And then don't think of it like I'm going from a corporate environment to a startup. Think of it more like there's a working environment there, and there's a maybe different, slightly or a lot different working environment in the startup you're working at. And you just have to see if you're going to prefer the startup one over the current one that you have, if you really are. You know, and don't think of it as such a daunting thing. It's just a different environment. Like the speed at a startup is probably ideally you're going at warp speed. He used that terminology with me actually first. So I was like, oh, so you guys, and the first thing I asked him was, the company you work at right now, you know, from the outside, it looks like they're slow. And then he just completely started breaking it down for me on why they're slow, how they should be faster, how he's pushing for them to be faster. So you know what's going off in my head, right? I'm like, oh, you should definitely work at my friend's startup.
All right, so I love that. And funny enough, we didn't coordinate this, but I was just on a walk with a person that we might hire, and she comes from a very kind of corporate background, actually. And I was just having a chat with her about this. The reason why we started the episode the way we did is that Heaton just told me, and this is kind of background info for the listeners, Heaton was just like, take the first thing we had on the bullet list of topics to talk about and let's just go. I don't even want to know what it is. So, but it seems like it's very relevant today in terms of the context of our
days. The world is awesome, dude. There Sometimes it just works, right?
It falls into place. So there's a few things I love about what you said. One is, I think that people that have never worked at a startup, they have an idea about what it's like to be at a startup, right? They have some kind of an idea, either they, you know, from hearing about it from friends, from reading in books, from reading blog posts, from watching movies, they've collected some stories and ideas. They have some kind of an image in their mind of what it will be like. And for whatever reason, that has been appealing to them enough to make them want to, you know, to ask the question, should I work at a startup, or I do want to, or get to the answer, I want to work at a startup, right? And I think that it's important that you tell yourself when you're in that situation, awesome, I want to, I'm curious about this, I want to explore this, this might be for me, but I think it's important to to approach this more of a, this is something I've never done and I want to experience and do, versus this is something I'm sure I want to and I'm fully committed and I know it's the right thing for me, because it might not be. And it's okay if it's not. Not to say that you shouldn't be committed, but I do think that people that have never worked in that kind of an environment, you know, want to approach this with curiosity and an open mind. And you don't want to join a startup with the tyranny of ambition of going, I'm going to join there and I don't have a lot of experience, so I'm going to show them that I'm right, quote unquote, for a startup. And I'm going to show them how entrepreneurial I am. And then you're basically, all you're trying to do is to try to create a career within a startup, and you're trying to impress everybody and you're trying to be a certain way that you think you need to be. And all of a sudden, you know, you really like nice shirts and jackets, and now you're always wearing funny, you know, geeky t-shirts. Because, like, you just try to be this persona. In the process, you might lose out on evaluating yourself. Is this really for me? You know, just like you said, there's a in the corporate world, there's a work environment, there's humans you work with in a certain way to accomplish certain things, and a startup is a collection of humans trying to accomplish something in certain ways. These are just different ways to do work. Go and figure out if this is for you. I think that that's really important, and that it's not just a one-way street in the sense of us as entrepreneurs or startup people evaluating somebody who wants a job with us, but equally for them to evaluate if this is the right job for them and the right environment for them. And it might be, but it might not be, right? And I think that it's important to keep that option open to really get to a good answer quickly.
What I like about that is that it relates to something that gentleman told me today. He basically started off saying, I just want to learn. I just want to learn about startups. I don't know about how working in a startup. And so I just want to learn what it's like, you know, because currently I've always had a corporate job. I used to work, he used to work at a really big, like, CPG, consumer product good company. And, you know, he just wanted to learn. And I think one of the reasons in his case, because this is not always what you hear in the beginning when someone wants to talk to you about working in a startup. But I think one of the reasons that he kind of already gravitated towards that is we're interviewing him to be a product manager. And he right there demonstrated one of my favorite things about product managers is they're super curious, but they're learning focused. And so I agree with you, obviously, but I can't stress enough. It's just like, you just, if you're thinking of working a startup, start with learning. How is it different? What's it going to be like? What are you actually going to enjoy it compared to where you're at?
The other thing I think that's important, and we can just keep rocking and rolling with thoughts and seeing what kind of tips and things we can brainstorm on. But, you know, I think that when it comes to getting a job at a startup, just like with anything else, I think it's important to, you know, take as many baby steps